Joining us now is Trent Spinner. He's executive director of the Union Leader in Manchester, New Hampshire. Trent, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Do we know who the new, or if New Hampshire has a new senator yet?
It's going to be Maggie Hassan. At least that's what it looks like. There's been no recount ordered yet. This has been the most expensive race per capita in the country. And so it looks like Maggie Hassan squeaked it out with just about 1,000 votes.
Wow. So this is news now. Has it been confirmed by the New Hampshire Secretary of State?
It has been confirmed by the Secretary of State this afternoon. Because it's only about a 0.09 difference between Maggie Hassan and Kelly Ayotte, Kelly Ayotte has the right to ask for a free recount, which we think might take 2 days, 3 days. She has not done that yet. So right now, Maggie Hassan is the presumptive winner. We have not heard from Kelly Ayotte about whether or not she wants a recount, but she also has not conceded the race yet. So I think there's a little bit more to go here.
Okay, so if she does, then we will have seen a flip in the New Hampshire Senate seat.
We will have seen a flip, yes. Okay. Kelly Ayotte was the Republican, longtime attorney general, pretty well known here. Maggie Hassan came in. She was the Democratic governor. It was a very difficult campaign. This was a brutal campaign. They spent about $125 million on this race. There are only 1.3 million people in the entire state. So just to put it in perspective, this was a big race.
Wow. And so New Hampshire's 4 electoral votes then, is that all wrapped up for Hillary Clinton or not? Not that it makes a difference now, but...
Not that it makes a difference, though. Last night we were looking at it and we were concerned that the entire nation was going to be mad at us one way or the other because it looked like New Hampshire, depending on how Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania went, New Hampshire could have decided the entire presidential race. That didn't end up happening. It looks like Hillary Clinton won by just over 1,000 votes, maybe even less. So that is just incredible.
I mean, there in a nutshell, with both the Senate and presidential race in New Hampshire, I feel like is a microcosm of this American moment, don't you think?
Yes. You're talking about 750,000 people voting, and it comes down to hundreds of votes. It is like nothing I've ever seen before.
Well, Trent Spinner, he's with the New Hampshire Union Leader, giving us an update there on the New Hampshire Senate race. It looks like the winner is Maggie Hassan. Kelly Ayotte has yet to concede, so we'll see what happens as the day progresses. Trent, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, thank you for calling in today. Keep your calls coming as we continue to talk about the future of this country, the future of the state. Tomorrow, we're going to take a deeper look into the ballot questions that you all voted on yesterday. And we'll keep talking with each other. I think that's the best way forward for all of us. So stick with us on the Radio Boston family. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.